Alright. For Shosh Adar, so I wanted to speak about the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. There's a famous question, famous chakira, famous machlokas. What is the purpose of Shalach Manos with various nachaminas that I want to go through? And then I want to connect it to a sugya that we learned in Kedushin to suggest another possible nachamina. So the Chumash Hadeshin says that the reason why you give Shalach Manos is kedei sheyehela kol echad dei v'sipuk l'kayim hasuda kedina. That the reason why you give Shalach Manos is that every person should have enough for his suda of Purim. But the whole purpose of the Shalach Manos is for the purposes of the suda that everyone should have enough. The Chasam Sofer explains that according to that you should really only give to aniyim who don't have enough for the suda. But he says in order not to embarrass the aniyim that you only give to aniyim, so we give to everyone. But really the goal of Shalach Manos is to have enough food for the suda. The Manos Halevi, which was written by the Lachadodi, a different sefer, says the reason why we give Shalach Manos is to be mar bereis, to increase our friendships. So we'll discuss later in this year what has been Mabaris, a little more, we'll go into it a little more, but just for right now, that's the Machlokas, those are the two shittas. Either we give Shalach Manos, the first one is the Shumas Hadeshen. Shumas Hadeshen says the purpose of Shalach Manos is so that everyone should have enough for their Suda, and the Sefer Manos Halevi says the reason why is so that we should be Mabaris, we should increase friendships in Klal Yisrael. That's the reason for Shalach Manos. The second one is the Sefer Manos Halevi, written by the author of the Lachadodi. Well, it's also for aniyim who don't have enough for suda. That's what Chasam Sofer says, that really the purpose is for aniyim who don't have enough money for suda, so you should give them. Just so no one should be embarrassed, so we give to everyone. So this is a famous machlokas, everyone brings that. Every sefer look on Purim, they bring this down. I wanted to go through four nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, that the Ksav Sofer, they bring down Mashiach Ksav Sofer, it's brought in the bottom of the Sefer Mikra Kodesh, the Tzipes of Frank, says, Nafkamina would be if the Mekabel of the Shalach Manos does not know who sent it to him. Right? Someone asks you to be a Shaliach to deliver Shalach Manos, and you don't say who you sent it from. So if you say that the purpose of Shalach Manos is so you should have enough for a Suda, so the one who sent it was Mekayim his Mitzvah, because now he'll have more food for a Suda, so that's fine. But if the purpose is to be Ma'abir Reyes, so it's Ladafka that he's going to have increased reyes. If he doesn't know who sent it to him, he just got food, so he's happy he got food, but you will not have Ma'abir Reyes. According to the Manos Halevi, that's Ma'abir Reyes, we wouldn't be Yotze. That's not point number one. Shlichus not doing anything, he's just doing his shlichus.
The one who got it
doesn't know who it came from. Right. That's not point number one. Not number two, which is wrote down actually in the Ramah. The Ramah paskens is din, and the Achron bring it down, later Achron bring it down as a nafkamina in terms of this machlokas, is if you give someone Shalach Manos and he refuses to take it. So that I don't want it. So according to what it says, that it's to be marba suda, so then you have not increased the suda because he didn't accept it. But according to what it says, marba reyes, at least he knows that you like him and you tried to give him Shalach Manos, so he's happy, so you did fulfill your chiyuv of Ma'abir Reyes, but you have not fulfilled giving him more food for a suda. Those are two nafkaminas, where it works for one after the other, right? In the case where he refuses it, so mitzad Ma'abir Reyes, you were mekayimit, and mitzad the Ma'abir the suda, you were mekayimit. And the other nafkamino, which was, if he doesn't know who sent it to him, so then mitzad Ma'abir Reyes, you were not mekayimit, mitzad Ma'abir suda, you were mekayimit.
Does it have to be Ma'abir Reyes? Like if a person refuses, when you give for a suda, so you weren't giving for a suda. So if you give it, because you're not a race, if it wasn't a race, then you'd be looking kind of the secret.
Again? Wait, which case? The person accepts it? Regular case of Shalach Manos?
If the person refuses, right?
Let's say
okay.
If he's
not a race, then they do not answer. Just like if the person refuses, just like if you, let's say, held the other side for a suda, he doesn't get a suda, because he doesn't get it, you're not answering.
I would say that the Achronim say that you're fulfilled Ma'abir Reyes because at least he knows that you wanted to give it to him, so he feels good. Even if he turned it down, at least he feels good. You have increased the Reyes, he likes you more because you sent it to him, even if he refused it for whatever reason. That's why they bring it down. We'll come back to this a little bit later. I'm not sure if that's what you're bothered by, but we're going to come back to that afterwards. That's nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number three is based on the Gemara and the Gila and the Zayinim of days and the Ritva over there. It's brought down in Modim Uzmanim and other places, where Shtum Rav points out in Modim Uzmanim, the Ritva says in Megillah and Dav Zayin, it says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, one of the Amoraim of Hanoim, sent to another Rav, he sent him Shalach Manos, and he says, with different girsos, but the girsos of the Ritva is, Kiyamta Bonu Matanos Levyonim. The different girsos, whether they said you were Makayim Matanos Levyonim and Shalach Manos, but the Ritva's Gore said you were Makayim Matanos Levyonim. And he quotes, Al-Mishloch Manos Lokayim, but he was not Makayim Shalach Manos, the Adam Choshev Be'inim Matanos Chashuva V'yikara, V'Lav Achi Lo Yatra, Ayin Shalom. The Ritva says that in that case, the one who sent the matana was a very wealthy person, and therefore he was Mekayim Matanos Levyonim, he was not Mekayim his mitzvah of Shalach Manos with this gift, because the gift was of low value. Since he's such a wealthy person, he should have sent a much greater Shalach Manos. So now if you think about that Ritva, which side is it going like? In terms of being Ma'ib the Suda, the one who received it, L'maitzah, he got more food for his Suda. So why weren't you Mekayim it? The fact that the Ritva is Goris, you were only Mekayim Matanos Levyonim and you weren't Mekayim Shalach Manos because it wasn't Chashev enough, shows us that the Ritva is holding that the reason for Shalach Manos is to be Ma'ib Reyes. So if I get a present from a very wealthy person, he gives me, you know, a pickle and a little jelly, so I don't like him anymore. If anything, fakir, right? You want a nice gift from a wealthy person. So in order to be Ma'ib Reyes from a wealthy person, it has to be a considerable matana. And he goes on to explain that a nafkamina between these two tzadim is going to be just on the chashivas of the matana. That if you hold this because of ma'bereyus, it has to be that if the nosein is a wealthy person, it has to be a greater matana. In order for him to accomplish ma'bereyus, it has to be a chashiva matana. And according to the other mandamra who says that it's to be ma'bere suda, so it has to be if the one who's receiving it has a chashiva suda, so you won't be makayinit to be ma'bere suda with a very small thing. You'll have to have a considerable thing to be ma'bere his suda to enhance his suda. But that's nafkamina number three. Nafkamina number three is this ritva. The ritva says that by a wealthy person sending a smaller gift, he was not Mekayim Shalach Manos. Obviously, the Ritva is holding that it's Mitzad Ma'aber Reyes, and if you were Mekayim, because if it's Mitzad the Suda, you accomplished an increase in his Suda also. And then Rosh Shturmbach brings down another Nafkamina. There's the fourth Nafkamina they bring down, and he says, we know that for Ben Ir, Purim is on the 14th, and for Ben Kraft from a wall thief is on the 15th. So let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you are outside of Yerushalayim, and it's Yatzar Yerushalayim, so Purim feels on the 14th, and you send Yerushalayim to someone in Yerushalayim. For him, it's not Purim. Or Fakir, if you're in Yerushalayim on the 15th, and you send Yerushalayim to someone in Bnei Brak, for him, it's not Purim. So Yotzar your mitzvah or not. So if you say that the reason for Shalach Manos is to be Ma'aber Reyes, so you have been Ma'aber Reyes, you have given a present. So it doesn't matter who the receiver is, it doesn't matter if it's Purim for him or not, it's Purim for you. You gave a present that's Ma'aber Reyes, so you're Mekayim your mitzvah. But if you say it's to be Ma'aber the Suda, so if I'm a Bar Yerushalayim and it's the 15th and I have a mitzvah of Suda today and I send myself one of someone in Bnei Brak who had a chiyuv of Suda yesterday, so I'm not Mekayim, it wasn't Ma'aber his Suda.
Yeah, but the other way around, you should be.
The way Rosh Shturmbach says is you won't be Yotze the other way, and Kalachoma this way. The way he says it is...
The question is, why wouldn't you
be Yotze
the way
if it's... If the purpose is for him to have for his Purim Suda, so HaMitzvah L'Shloch Misha Chayv Hayom B'Suda. You have to send someone who's Chayv today in the Suda. V'lo Misha Chayv L'Machar, Shemi Yochlenu Kfar Hayom, because maybe he'll eat it today before the Suda. V'kol Shekein Ben Krash, Shalech Lo Ben Ir, She'en Lo Od Chiyah Suda Purim, V'aday Ein Yotzen Bo HaMitzvah. That's the fourth nafkamina. Fourth nafkamina is you send Shalach Manos to someone who on that day it's not his chiyuv suda. So mitzad the chiyuv suda you haven't been yotzei. Mitzad ma'bereyus you haven't been yotzei. Those are the four nafkaminas. Now I want to add something that I was thinking. That's the end of the part B now. Just on the whole idea of just to focus a little more on the idea of Shalach Manos on Purim and ma'bereyus. So the shayla that everyone discusses is why Shalach Manos, even if I'm in Ma'bereyus, so what's the inyan of Shalach Manos to Purim? Why don't we Ma'bereyus on any yantif? What's special about Purim? So there's a lot of Sfarim discuss it. Specifically, the Sisei Chaim has a very nice piece on it, and they explain that what was going on Purim. Purim was a fight with Amalek. They explain that Amalek tries to attack the Yidden when they feel that there's a distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jews. That's when Amalek tries to come in and attack. So the Gemara Megillah says, Amar Rava leka diyada lishna bishak Haman. There's no one who knows more Lashon Hara about the Yidden than Haman. So the fact that the Gemara calls it Lashon Hara, we see that it's what he said about the Yidden was true. What does he say? In the Megillah, when Haman wants to convince Achashverosh to kill the Jews, so in Perek Gimel, Pasuch Ches. So it says, "Vayomer Haman laMelech Achashverosh, Yeishnal Am Echad Mufuzar Mufurad Bein HaAmin, V'chol Medinos Machusecha V'dasei Anshonos Mikolam V'estasei HaMelech Einam Osim V'Melech Ein Shova LaMichum." So Haman's Tainat Achashverosh, why we should destroy the Jews, is Yeishnal Am Echad Mufuzar Mufurad. So the Medrash says over there that the Echad that referred to over here is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeishnal Am Echad. Echad refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sisa Chaim brings down that where does the Medrash see that it's referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, on the one hand, it says, Yeshna Am Echad. Echad is mashma that there's Achdos, Echad. And then it says, Mefuzar Mefurad. And Mefuzar means they're spread out physically. And Mefurad means, according to the Sfasem, it says, Mefurad means they're not getting along with themselves. Mefuzar means physically spread out amongst the people. Mefurad means they're not getting along. So the Pasuk is still, on the one hand, it says, Yeshna Am Echad. We have an Am that's an Echad. And we said, Mefuzar Mefurad. So, because of that, the Medrash says that Echad refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Medrash actions the word Yeshno, Miloshon Yoshen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping. The Medrash says, Yeshno Am Echad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping because the nation is Mefuzar Mefurad Ben Hamim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is distancing himself from Klal Yisrael because they are Mefurad, because they are not getting along. So we see that Amalek has the power to attack Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael is not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu distances himself, he makes himself sleeping when Klal Yisrael is not getting along. Next episode is saying what happened that Klal Yisrael wasn't getting along. So they bring down from the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva says like this. You know that pasuk in Mishlei that says, L'tava yivakesh nifrad. That taiva, people who go after the taivas, so they desire to be to themselves. It says Perish, Misha Mavakish Lalechas Akhar Ta'avasa Uratzono, a person who desires to go after his taivas and his ratzon, Nifrad Nikol Chover V'Omis. He is distanced from any friends. Ki Yurchaku Mimenu Ohe V'Reya, because friends are going to distance themselves from him. Ki Tavas B'nei Odon Umidosam Chalukos, because everyone's taivas and everyone's midos are different. Ein Ritzono Shazek, Ki Ritzono Shazek, this guy doesn't want what that guy wants. That guy is wrong, this way he wants. But if a person follows the proper path of the Derech Haskel, so then people will connect to him. So we see from Rabbeinu Yonah that one of the main things that causes a period amongst people don't get along is the people running after the taivas. You see, by the Gemara says that one of the reasons why the Gzeira came on the Yidden to be destroyed in the time of Purim was Shenenu Mishtudaso Shlosa Rosh, they were Nenna from the Suda Bachashverosh. They were Nenna, the Bedach of the Lashon of Nenna, that they were running after their taivas. As we know, the Midrashim tell us what was going on in those Sudas, they were running after their taivas. So the fact that Klai Yisrael at that time was running after their taivas, so that's what caused the Purim Klai Yisrael, they stopped getting along. It's logical, if people are running after their taivas, that they're not going to get along. Because if everyone's running, if you have two business partners together, and they're each looking out for their own best interest, they don't care about the other person, and they're just looking for what's going to benefit them, so obviously the other guy's not going to like them. If their mom is doing a L'Shem Shemayim, and they have the same cause in mind, that would help bring them along. So we see that the problem in the time of Purim, that Amalek had a right to get in, the way Haman had his pass off to get into attack Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed himself because Klal Yisrael was distanced from each other, and the reason why Klal Yisrael was distanced from each other was because they were running after taivas, they were Nenu Mesudasa Shalach HaShverosh. So the tikkun for that was Leich Knosos Kol Yehudim, Mordechai tells Esther, go gather all the Jews. Leich Knosos Kol Yehudim, to gather all the Jews together as a gathering, Ba'achdus, and to have Tzom and Tefillah. Obviously, Tzom is the opposite of running after your Taivas, the person who's fasting. He's distancing himself from all Taivas, so the command that Mordechai made to Esther to do to the Yidin, to bring about the Tikkun from the Chait, was that everybody should fast, everybody should daven, and to Knosos Kol Yehudim, to have a gathering, a unity, like we know that it says, Vayichon Shadeg Rab, B'loshon Yachid, and Rashi says, Ki Isha Chab Levecha, that they had the same goal in mind, and that brought about the Achdus. So the Gra points out, and a couple of Pesukim in the Megillah later on, when they started doing Tshuva, and they started coming together, it says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes Zayin, so it says like this. And the Gra makes the Diak over here. It says, and the Gra says, Pirish v'achdus gomor, that there was total achdus amongst Klal Yisrael when they were doing this. And later on, a few seconds later, it says, the Sirmah Lashon, it says, Apostle Chav Gimel, it says over there, says the kibel ha'yehudim es asher echilu la'asos. Instead of saying the kibel ha'yehudim, says the kibel, the same idea of loshon yachid. And they bring that also that the Gemara in Megillah says that the shkolim that Klai Yisrael gave before, we were makin the shkolim to the shkolim of Haman. That's what brought about the savior of Purim, was that we were makin the shkolim earlier. That shkolim represents the same idea, that a person gives a machlis hashekel, he's joining in with a cloud. That's what giving a half represents, is that a half, a person who gives a half obviously needs the other half. So he's showing that he's meshubah to the cloud, that he needs other people. And not only that, but the machlis hashekel was, when they counted Klai Yisrael, they used the machlis hashekel, it was all money that was going towards the Mishkan. It was all things that were going towards the ruchnius, towards the greater things for the klal. That's what brings about the greatest atlas. When a person makes it, joins himself with other people, not only just atlas time to get along, but atlas for the greater purpose. Like the Mishnah says in the Avos, "Knesset Shehila Shem Shemayim Sofel Laskayim." Any gathering together, that's a Shem Shemayim. That's a lasting gathering, because when people have the same kavanas that are Shem Shemayim, so that brings about the atlas of people. So they say that also the Gemara also says in Megillah, it says that the Megillah refers to Mordechai as Mordechai HaYehudi. And they say, the Gemara asks, he's from Sheva ben Yamin, not from Yehudi. So they say that Sheyichei Shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Mordechai had this ability that he was Yichei Shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know we only have the Yichei Shem Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Klai Yisrael is Ba'achlus, that he brought Klai Yisrael Ba'achlus. The Gemara says in Chagiga and in Brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin and Klai Yisrael wears tefillin. It says that the tefillin of Klai Yisrael says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one. And Hashem's tefillin says, Mika Am Chol Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mika Am Chol Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. That what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad? Only when he sees Klai Yisrael that they're Ba'achdus, Mika Am Chol Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, that everyone's working with Shem Shemayim and working as a group, and they're doing everything in Shem Shemayim, and they're together, and there's Achlus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Biyachad, Hashem is one in the world, only when Klai Yisrael is one. So even Lamaisa, the Rashi says in the Megillah also, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Ches, it says that the says, V'kibu v'kibu ha-Yehudim aleihem v'azaram v'akol ha-Nilvim aleihem, So Rashi says over there, Mis'asim yachad v'uchim v'shosim yachad. That families gather together, mishpacha means they gather together and they eat together. The whole idea of Purim is to relive the achlus that Klai Yisrael was, the whole tikkun that Klai Yisrael did for the chayit was to bring out the achlus. So b'dafka there's an inyan to have the suda together. And the chidush Yanchi Shem on the Rif says that the minhag is she'uchim v'purim v'chaburos mireyim mibayis labayis v'uchim v'shosim. There's a minhag on Purim that people should go in groups from house to house and eat together. That's part of the mitzvah of the suda, is the people mamers to be going together and fulfilling this achlus. And that's the whole idea of the Shalachmanis. The Shalachmanis is the Marbe the Reyes that a person gives to another person, and he increases the Reyes, that brings about the Achlus in Klai Yisrael. And the Bach, we mentioned this last year, but the amazing Bach, the Gemara says on Dav Zayin, the Gemara says on Dav Zayin Aveis that two Amorim used to be Machlus Suda Sayyid. They used to swap their Sudas. So some say, like, someone would say in the beginning, they were machlo their sudas in order to be mekayim shalach manos. So if I was an ani, I only had two things to my suda, and you're an ani, you have two things for your suda. So I gave my suda to you, you gave your suda to me. So with the same amount of food that we had, we can be mekayim shalach manos, and we can be mekayim also the suda. But Rashi says over there a very funny thing that the mefarshim are bothered by. Rashi says over there that Rashi says like this. Mischalfen suda sayo ze ochel im ze bepurim shel shona zu ubeshtia soy chaveru imo. Rashi says that machlofu suda sayo, that they swapped sudas, was that one year they ate at one rav's house, and the other year they switched and ate at another person's house. So the Beis Yosef and others are bothered. The Gemara seems to be talking about shalach manos over here. So how if I eat the suda by you this year and you buy the suda next year, so vishalaf, I'm eating the suda by you, so you're giving me food, you've been mekayim the suda, but how am I mekayim? You're mekayim shalach manos. How am I mekayim shalach manos by eating the suda with you this year if you're supplying the food? So the Baal says an unbelievable chiddush. The Baal says like this. It says, "Umashma shirotz loma shlohi ukshochem zelaze upshita shein shana shni amol hotzias chaveru idechovas mishalach manos mishana shavra." It's pasher. If I'm eating the suda by Shimi this year and Shimi's eating the suda by me next year, it's pasher that if we're talking about shalach manos over here, so by me eating by Shimi, so Shimi's mekayim shalach manos, it can't be what Rashi is saying is that the next year I'm mekayim shalach manos. It can't be that next year Shalach Malas is going to be Mekayim this year. So how am I Mekayim Shalach Malas when I go eat by Shimi and Shimi supplying the food? It says, Al-Kachu HaPirish, the Kevan the Tam is Shalach Malas, who Kadesh Yeh Sameach V'Sasim Oav HaVireyav. Since the whole purpose of Shalach Malas is even my Birey is that you should be happy with your friends, Ulahashkin Bineam Abba V'Achla, and to bring about between them Abba V'Achla V'Reyos, Im Kenim Yisod Echadim Chaveru V'Reyu, Harehem the Simcha B'Tuv Leiv. If one person is eating by another person the Suda, and they're rejoicing together, Mishne Yachad, Upturim He Mi'atu Mi'chil Mishloach Manos. He says an amazing chiddush. He says, if I eat a suda with someone else, since the whole reason for Shalach Malas is being Marbe Reyes, so if I'm eating the suda, then even if he's supplying all the food, and together with being Marbe Reyes, with being with such simcha, and it's such achdus, so I'm Mekayim Shalach Malas without giving any Shalach Malas. Because the whole goal of Shalach Malas is Marbe Reyes, so I'm able to be Mekayim this mitzvah Shalach Malas with Marbe Reyes, even without giving anything.
He also gives him the suda.
No, other guy.
The next year he gives him the suda. The first year I eat by Shimi.
He's mentioned they're eating together, so they both have means of the suda.
Right, it's through the food, but only one person is giving the food. That's the whole chiddush of the Bach, that one person is giving the food and the other one's mekayim is mitzvah Shalach Malas because he's involved in the Marbe Reyes.
One is the Marbe Reyes, and the other is the
Suda, right? Right, so the Bach's going in the Tzad of Marbe Reyes. I'm saying that if you mitzad Marbe Reyes, so the whole idea of Marbe Reyes is to bring about an achdus. So the achdus is being brought about through the simcha of the Suda. The point of the Bach is that you see from the Bach that how important the idea of Marbe Reyes is. Even if I take it so far, obviously the mitzvah we don't pass this way, obviously we're not going to Shalach Malas. But the fact that the Bach is a halacha sefer would even say such a thing that eating the Suda at someone else's house and not giving anything, the fact that you're being married to his simcha and you're rejoicing together, you have Mekayim Shalach Malas, you see how far it goes to bring about the achdus and the importance of achdus when it comes to Purim. So one thing that we can work on as the days of Purim approach is our being Marbe Reyes, not only on Purim itself, but our friendships, which the Waterbury doesn't really schmooze about that. Maybe the other tzad, Mitzad Ravina Yonah, that when people are distancing themselves from their taivas and doing things of Shem Shemayim, they're learning Torah, they're doing other mitzvahs they're supposed to be doing, that automatically brings about Marbe Reyes. Just like he says, that a person running after the taivas, people run away, people see a person's doing L'Shem Shemayim, people automatically want to attach himself. That's why it says that we say, So Sister Chaim brings down, what does that mean? The Marvin Shalom Ba'olam. They're not necessarily running around. Not every Talmud Chacham is running around to make Shalom like Aaron HaKohen did between Ish V'Ishto, between people. Lav Dafka they're doing that. Says that as a general statement. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. What's the pshat? That a person is a Talmud Chacham, an emissary of Talmud Chacham, who's doing things with Shem Shemayim, so automatically that brings Shalom in the world. Because people see someone doing Shem Shemayim, they want to attach to that person, that automatically brings about Shalom. Right, it's clear. A person running at the taiva is a person distant. So a person is a tzaddik. A person is a talmud chacham who's striving to bring about kavod shemayim. So automatically, it brings about achdus. That brings about shalom in the world automatically. To bring shalom to the world in the days approaching Purim and shtag in our learning and our Marbe Reyes.
Amen.